The Sounding Board presents Damo's Dish with Damien Barrett. Thanks to Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested and first cold pressed in northern Victoria.
It's Damo's Dish time. Thanks to Cobram Estate, premium Australian extra virgin olive oil. And Damo, what is your dish this week for Cobram
Estate? Sure to do these recipes, Hutchie, for the layperson. And I try to do them simply. Don't often refer to...
a bit disrespectful, the layperson.
No, I just feel people are time poor and I'm just trying to relate it to the getting home from work, kids doing homework or should be doing homework. You just got to put
some... You're above that era a bit.
I'm only just out of it. In fact, I've still got one at the school, Hutchie. You love a piece of good quality fish, don't you?
Ish.
I've seen you devour a couple of slices.
It depends. Yeah. Which way are you leading?
Now, look, I've tried to have a piece of fish once a week at least, just to vary up the... Just do it simply.
What do you prefer? Which type of fish?
I think the go-to, if they're all on the wall, all behind the cabinet, the glass cabinet, snapper. I think pound for pound, it's...
bit of blue grenadier, maybe?
Blue grenadier works. Yeah. Blue grenadier works, yeah. Red Emperor's probably my favourite.
Red Emperor?
Yeah. Red Emperor's, that's right up there. So I just think just do it really simply, but this is always a winner. You can complicate this if you want to, or you can just simplify it. Three ingredients, Hutchie. Well, four if you include the piece of fish. Just get whatever fish you want. White flesh.
Let's call it snapper.
Unsalted butter.
Right.
Cobram Estate oil as well.
Yes.
Lemon juice, fresh. Always buy the fresh stuff. And just as you do with seasoning, salt and pepper. So very simply, put the fish into a bit of flour.
Yep.
Just put a little bit of flour on it. And then basically get to the pan, melt your butter, put your Cobram Estate with the butter. Put the fish in and just ever so slightly brown it. Don't burn it, just brown it. And as that butter melts, just keep spooning it over. It's very simple from here, Hutchie. Just add the lemon juice late.
It's an elaborate dish.
No, but this is how the fish is done best.
Right.
Trust me on this. Yep, it is done best this way. Just spoon that butter back over the fish. You turn it once, twice. You can turn it as many times as you want. Just don't burn it and let it stay as moist as you possibly can inside.
How long you cook for?
It depends on the thickness of the fish. I'd be looking at probably 8 to 10 minutes on most cuts.
What are you going to serve it with?
Well, that's your choice. Just a fresh green salad, bed of rice. You're sort of shaking your head. You're wincing your eyes here. Not enough for you?
Salad.
Well, you could jazz it up with a rice if you needed to.
Chips.
You can do some chips quite easily. Don't deep fry them. Get a good quality potato. Cut it into chip size. It's very easy to cut into chip size. Light spray of Cobram Estate. I've got the Cobram Estate spray. Almost as good as the actual oil itself.
Yeah.
And just in a really hot oven and turn it 3-4 times over 25 minutes. And I'm going to say really hot, 220 to 230, I reckon, Fahrenheit. Celsius. And just use a spatula to turn them so that they don't burn either side. And that they will come out like a deep fry, but you've got the benefit of the Cobram Estate on them and not being deep fried.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. You can jazz it up with the chips.
Damo's Fish, thanks to Cobram Estate, premium Australian extra virgin olive oil.
Thanks for listening to Damo's Dish with Damien Barrett. Send us your suggestions or recipe tips to thesoundingboard@sen.com.au. It's all thanks to Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested and first cold pressed in northern Victoria.